promised. Parker in Kingsburg, California, on Immaculate Heart Radio. You are on the air. Hey, Parker.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Going great, sir.
My question is, I'm someone who loves the philosophical arguments for God, and I really agree with them, and the historical evidence for Jesus,
right.
But I long for more of the feelings side of faith, and so I was wondering if you could give me some advice on that, and maybe, in light of that question, define faith.
Okay, good. Well, technically, as the Catechism would defines it in its section on the theological virtues, the theological virtue of faith is the gift that God gives us by which we're able to believe in Him and everything that He has revealed to us. It's something that we cannot acquire on our own effort. It must be given to us from above. Now, when it comes to the emotional experience of God and journeying with Him, I can, first of all, I can feel you, brother. I can feel you. I'm with you, and I'm in the same boat, Parker, in regard to loving the philosophical arguments, but then longing for those emotional experiences as well. And the only advice that I can basically give is, you know, God is our Father, and Jesus is our brother. He is our friend. He's longing to walk with us, and He has given us the Holy Spirit to guide and to lead us. When we hold on to the truths that God exists, that He has revealed Himself to us through His Son, Jesus Christ, and we hold on to those, even in those moments when we don't have the emotional experiences, always know, Parker, that adherence to the truth is a testimony, is a witness to God. It is actually an act by which we're telling God we trust Him, we love Him, even though we don't have the emotional experiences. So all I could say is continue to hold on to those truths and know that eventually God, in His mercy, in His love, at times will give us those moments, they're fleeting, yes, but moments to let us know that He is there with us, guiding us along the way. But He doesn't want us to get attached to the emotional experience of Him. He wants us to attach our hearts and our minds to Him. It's kind of like, I often like to use the analogy, or, you know, a lot of people use it where, you know, you give the sucker to the child, do you love me? Yeah, I love you. You give the sucker to the child, do you love me? Yeah, I love you. You know, and you take the sucker away, right? Do you still love me, kind of thing? And it sort of manifests the idea, does the individual love the gift, the sucker, or the gift giver? And I think in our walk with the Lord, He will test us as He tested Abraham. He tested all of the saints, right? He tests us all and tests our faith to purify it, to say, do you love me, the gift giver, or do you only love the gifts? Will He give us those experiences to appreciate the gifts in our journey and our walk with Him? Indeed. But ultimately, He wants us to love Him. And if, Parker, if we can just keep our focus on Him, ultimately, He will reward us for that faith and that commitment and adhering to Him, despite the fact that we do not have the emotional experiences. And that's where the faith walk, that's where faith comes in the journey.
Parker, I can tell you're an avid reader. I would recommend Ralph Martin's modern classic, The Fulfillment of All Desire. It's a compilation of the top seven, I think, doctors of the church on spiritual growth and prayer, the three ways of the spiritual life. And he does a great job expanding on what Carlo just said about the importance of, you know, look to the Lord, don't look to His gifts. Because some people, they actually lose their faith. Hey, I thought it was more, where's my sucker?
Right, amen. Yeah. And you know, Parker, too, I don't know about you, but I know for me, in my walk with the Lord, I actually get spiritual experiences. I, you know, get a spiritual high, so to speak, even in the philosophical argumentation. Like when we're going through the philosophical arguments for God's existence and we see the beauty and the harmony of how all of these things about reality fit together in this framework, there's an emotion.
No, serious. It's like a mental intoxication.
It totally is. It's an addiction, really, is what it is. I mean, it's a good addiction, right? But I get an emotional experience in that. I don't know about you. So even in your philosophical studies, if you are experiencing delight and pleasure and enjoyment in your studies, Parker, take that as a gift from the Lord. You know, your emotional experience doesn't necessarily have to be in kneeling down praying at night.
Or shedding a bunch of tears.
That's right. It can be in the very act of studying and looking into the evidence for God. So take that as a signal grace, perhaps.
What about, are you a movie crier?
Every once in a while.
I'll take that as a yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
It chokes me up every once in a while.
Carl Parker, sometimes. There's lots of a lot of good movies I'd recommend. I don't know if your father's alive. But if your dad, this is a great father-son movie, irrespective of whether he's still with us or not. It's a Japanese film called Departures, 2008 Best Foreign Film Oscar. Also, 2004 had an Irish film shot in New York called In America. A lot of sort of under-the-surface Catholic themes in both those films. One about fatherhood, one about fatherhood and sonship. In America and Departures. Parker, great question. Glad you called the show, sir.